This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit West Bengal today. During his visit, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate national highway projects at Ranagat in Nadia district and also address the gathering. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce the travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. The Prime Minister will also embark on a two-day visit to Assam starting today. During his visit, Prime Minister will inaugurate the new terminal building of Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay tribute to martyrs of the historic Assam movement at Swahit Smarak Kshetra in Boraga or Guwahati. Later, the Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Ammonia Urea Project of Assam Valley Fertilizer and Chemical Company Limited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "Over the years, everyone has seen yoga reaching every corner of the world."
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है। योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य, संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है। बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने-कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है। मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं।
On the occasion, Prime Minister, along with the DG WHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office complex in Delhi, which will also house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the World Health Organization. The Prime Minister also released the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. Government has launched Bharat Taxi, a cooperative-based mobility initiative aimed at providing a fair, transparent and driver-owned alternative in India's ride-hailing sector. Guided by the vision of the Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah, the initiative places drivers at the centre of ownership, governance and profit-sharing. The launch of Bharat Taxi was announced on 25th March this year during a parliament session in response to persistent challenges faced by drivers and commuters. Drivers often grapple with lack of platform ownership, unclear incentive structures, long working hours, and absence of social security. While riders face unreliable services, frequent cancellations and surge pricing and limited transparency in fares. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the chief secretaries of all the states and union territories over the reported incident of at least 6 children becoming HIV positive in Satna, Madhya Pradesh. Reportedly, the disease spread after blood transfusions at a district hospital in the state. Taking suo-motu cognizance of media reports, the commission has sought detailed reports within 4 weeks. The Commission has observed that if the contents of the news reports are true, it raises serious issues of violation of human rights of the victims. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Chhattisgarh and Himachal Pradesh today. IMD said that similar conditions will also prevail over Bihar, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand and northeastern parts of India. The Met Department has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over interior Karnataka and Telangana for the next 2 days. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the national capital was recorded at 369 as of 7 p.m. yesterday. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 30 runs in the fifth and final T20 match to clinch the series 3-1 in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, India posted 231 for 5 in 20 overs, riding on Tilak Verma's 73 and Hardik Pandya's 63. And that is the end of this news bulletin.